All of the hits.
This is the Hits Radio. Mudder in the studio.
Hey.
Boys, welcome back to the Hits Radio.
Oh, welcome to be back.
Dan, how's your dad?
Yeah, he's good, yeah. last time he embarrassed me.
Yes, last time we had Dan's dad on the phone to tell us all about Dan's embarrassing traits.
Yeah, we had a few words when we went back home, but
I was going to say, did you have a go at him?
Yeah, the phone call when we came out wasn't very good.
we were so shocked, weren't we? We couldn't believe that actually happened.
Amazing. If you'd like to listen to it again on repeat, you can. It's at thehitsradio.com. Go and have a listen. Including you singing One Love. Is it One Love as well by Blue that your dad?
Man, I forgot.
So Dan's dad said that he used to sing One Love on karaoke on repeat,
didn't you?
Any more further One Love jamming sessions?
No, I don't think so. Not today.
Not today. You've parked that one for a while.
Yeah, I think so.
Nice. Michael, it's interesting to see you. Oh, you do have a hat on.
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to say, it's interesting to see you without a hat, but you're rocking
a
hat.
On.
Yeah.
You're like Pharrell with this hat.
Oh, yeah, I love the hat. Love it.
Do you literally sleep in the hat?
He does.
He fall asleep in the hat, I'm in the hat. But normally,
he wakes up and he does a video and he's got the hat on. Everyone's always like, "Why have you got a hat on?"
Yeah, it's like I do some videos when I'm in bed, and then they're like, "So why are you sleeping with a hat on?" I'm like, they're like, "That hat doesn't get washed." I'm like, "Yeah, it does."
Nice. The thing that like troubles me the most about this is you've got such nice hair.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Because I struggle with my hair. I struggle to make it do stuff.
Oh, it looks cool. It looks cool.
Yeah, but you take ages to do your hair, and you have loads of wax hairspray on it. And then after spending about 45 minutes, he chucks a hat on.
I have to get the hair sitting right and then put the hat on.
And you guys had your 1 year anniversary, didn't you, recently?
Yeah. Happy anniversary, guys. Yeah.
I was going to say, did you celebrate? Did you go out and enjoy yourselves?
But we're on tour.
We went and toured.
But loads of fans on tour.
Fans bought us like cake and stuff though, which said like 1 year of Mad, which is pretty awesome.
I made a big Millie's cookie. In about 10 minutes, just to myself.
One of those engraved ones.
Oh yeah, it's amazing, for real.
Yeah,
it's funny. Icing on it.
And me and Mike don't actually remember having much of that, but I'm pretty.
Yeah, I remember. And then we actually threw it out the car window, and Todd doesn't know that yet.
Yeah, well, he's just found out at this moment.
Oh no. Well, that's risky.
Yeah.
Interview's gone downhill from here. So you are lads on tour right now.
We are indeed.
Ripping up the UK.
Yeah.
How's it going? All good so far?
Yeah, it's gone amazing. There's been plenty and plenty of banter so far.
Yeah, it's been basically, we have this rule where banter stays on each tour, so you can't, like, do old banter. So, like, it's been fresh banter. Everyone's been on it. I'm not even joking. Yeah. Everyone. It's been brilliant, man.
We have this game where we actually copied it off someone, but we have this game, we have points. So if we, in the moment, it's like, okay, you do this and we'll give you 5 points. You do this, we'll give you 8 points.
Yeah, basically, we do dares, and when you get to 20 points, you're out of the game. The person who doesn't get to 20 points has to do a forfeit.
Yeah.
And for every dare, depending on how difficult the dare is, you get a certain amount of points.
It is the worst game ever.
Last night, I got 15 points.
Did you? What for?
I'm not going to say the second thing. I definitely can't say the second thing.
Is it not radio friendly?
No.
It's not anything friendly. It's not. But the first one was, we were in bed, and then Dan was like to me, go out in front of tour manager Todd's room, take your clothes off, and run down the hall in the hotel. And I was like, how many points did I get? And they were like, 5. I was like, give me a bit more. And they were like, no. And then they started lowering it to 4. And I was like, I'll take five. And I went out, and they were actually a bit long, though, weren't it? The boys were actually a bit funny. When I went out the door, knocked on Todd's door, Todd looked at me, right? And then I took my clothes off, ran to the bottom. It was so long. When I got to the bottom of the hall, I looked back. They'd actually locked the doors. I watched Todd pick up my boxers, lock them in his room.
And then we see this big guy come out of the Travelodge reception. Can you not be naked? Yeah.
He goes, for the sake of everyone, do not be naked.
And as I was running on, all I could hear was a dog barking in one of the rooms. And I was like, sweet Lord, do not let anyone come out and get me.
Meanwhile, I was in the room with, you know, you have those little like sachets of milk that they give you. I had that. They poured it all over me, and I was literally naked with milk on my body.
So Ben,
and the guy was like,
so "Abby opens the door in boxers covered in milk,"
and he was like, he just went, "Oh." He was getting
2 points to go to reception covered in milk and go, "Got any more milk, mate?" and then the guy knocking the door, and he was like, put some clothes on. And he was like,
we've had 4 or 5 noise complaints. Can you keep it down, please?
Abby was like, it's milk. He was like, right.
So this whole game is getting a bit homoerotic, isn't it, really? It's getting a bit weird. Fair enough. Did I hear that one of you did a stage dive as well at one point? Or a crowd surfing thing?
It was an accidental
thing. Stage
dive in Newcastle. I jumped into the crowd because you're not meant to stage dives in the O2 academies. And I jumped onto
Are you told not to?
Yeah, you're not to.
I
jumped onto the railings. Like, I went to grab someone's hand, and then they just pulled me in. Yeah. Before I knew, I was, like, floating. And then you had Todd grabbing my leg, and they grabbed onto a necklace. So I was being choked in midair. It was like a war with my body.
I was looking at him. I was actually in the middle of the crowd the minute, and I was seeing him, and I was like, oh, he's coming to join me. Because there's another band called Supernova who are very cool guys, and they're supporting us in Newcastle as well. Yeah. And they're actually supporting us tonight also. And we all do this thing at the very end where we all like reunite.
At the end, we have like this encore and we do our own little McBusted thing. We all sing Year 3000.
And during that, it's really mental. So I decided to go around the back of them.
Mike actually
went
into the crowd.
So I went in and everything just got ripped. All my clothes started getting ripped. And I was like, and then all I felt was my hand being lifted. And our tour manager, Todd, was like, come with me, it's okay. And then I was like, but it was absolutely cool. And then I seen Dan being like pulled in, and I was like, ew.
Jesus Christ. Michael, that is every guy's dream, to be able to walk into a screaming crowd of girls and have them rip your clothes off
They're pretty crazy.
You guys are living the dream right now.
Living it.
You really are. So you're doing very well. You're on good form right now, aren't you?
Yeah, we're buzzing, we're super happy.
And we're going to have a bit of a session from you, I think. You're going to do us a little bit of nice, I look forward to that. And we're just lads hanging out.
Yeah,
just chilling, man.
I'd have ordered pizza if it wasn't so early in the morning.
I know.
Is it ever too early for pizza? Is that
it is
thing?
Never too early for pizza.
A funny story from our last talk, actually, when it comes to pizza. We were with this girl band called Vanquish. Like, they ordered a pizza the night before. And then I was really hungry at about 9 o'clock in the morning. And there was like a few slices of pizza left in the box.
There wasn't a few, there was a whole pizza.
And I literally, I went in and I was like, okay, I'll have a couple of slices. Just a couple.
The whole pizza.
And the girl band were not happy with it.
Yeah, Dan actually left, took their pizza. They bought a pizza, put it in the fridge. Dan was like, oh, I'm hungry. He took the whole pizza out, puts ketchup over it, starts eating it in front of their manager who just bought it for them. And then
it was next day pizza. They didn't want it.
No, it wasn't. And then
I was doing them a favour.
And then both of them walked out, and then I walked in, and then it was like sad music walking in. She looks at me, she goes, my pizza's gone. And I went, oh, I'm sorry. And then she goes, your band ate it. And I was like, are you sure? And then the manager
the
was
like,
she looked like, she I, see, like, I seen him do it. And I was like, I'll have a word. And then I was like, I'm sure Dan will get you a new pizza. And then they were like, Willie. And I went to Dan. Dan was like, not doing anything.
She looked at us and she was like, you guys are monsters. And we were like, what have we done?
Who gets that upset over pizza?
Sophia Vanquish.
And you guys played Soccer Sixes well recently, didn't you?
Yeah, it was awesome.
So much fun. Yeah, we were really, really bad at that.
We played three games, we lost all three.
I was in goal, I only let in 20 goals, so that's not bad for my record.
And you think that's
20
a joke,
goals.
I actually did let in 20 goals. And
over three games?
Yeah, three games.
It's about half hour of football.
But I saved two, and when I say save, I mean I was accidentally in the way of the ball as it was coming to my direction.
Lads,
and then I managed to... persuade one of the guys who was he was like, he had a penalty against me, and I was like, this isn't gonna go well. So I thought, you know what, I may as well just go for him. So I was like, all right, mate, you know, don't be a child about it now, just give it your best kick. And he was like,
hit the crossbar.
He had aimed for AB's face and missed him just about it.
Literally.
So this is just to confirm, this is the celebrity football game, isn't it?
Yeah.
Who did you play with?
We played against, it was a guy called Billy McConnell off Britain's Got Talent. Okay. He was in our team. Then we played against
Giles Potter from X Factor last year.
And then Dappy and all that.
Is he a good footballer, Dappy?
He takes it very seriously. He's good.
Yeah, we're watching him.
He takes everything very seriously.
I'm surprised about how many people take it seriously. Like, we thought it was a joke, but like, they literally.
And then, like, there was Mark Wright and the Towie boys coming doing this, like, proper going for it, like, looking like they're.
Yeah, they were like, the MAD boys come off, right? And we're, like, doing inappropriate stuff, like, jumping about, laughing, like, on the floor, crying. You see when people scored, we, like, jumped on the ground. Yes,
like, celebrating when we're losing 6-0.
I saw that on Twitter. On your knees, like with your arms out.
Doing a proper slide,
like Ronaldo.
Yeah, and then they come in, and it's literally like these massive hench guys like coming in, like ready to play football. And there's us, we can't even hit a ball. We're like nearly. But yeah, it was awesome.
Shall we have a little bit of an acoustic session from you boys?
Yeah, let's do it.
Are you up for it?
We're up for it.
Have you got a guitar?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, shall we get yourself set up?
Go on then, lads. Hi, we're MAT, and this is a song called Gary Mason off our album. Hopefully you guys like it. And we are live in the hits. Walk into the club, can you get enough of your step or your smile? Yeah.
So I give it a shot, can give all I got. Won't let this moment pass me by, no. I think you're different, think you're one of a kind. Yeah, but blowing my mind.
Can you help me feeling like I never felt before? That's more than just a smile that I adore. My world is spinning around upside down. Words can't describe the way I feel right now. Can you hear me feeling like I never felt before? And it's everything it's you do I adore. My world is spinning around upside down. All I can say is girl, you're amazing. It's been hours now, just hanging out. I hope this night never ends. Yeah.
Am I moving too fast? Too fast, too serious? We could be more than just friends. Oh yeah. I think you're different, think you're one of a kind. Yeah, but blowing my mind.
Can you hear me feeling like I never felt before? And it's more than just a smile that I adore. My world is spinning around upside down. Words can't describe the way I feel right now. Can you hear me feeling like I never felt before? And it's everything it's you to I adore. My world is spinning around upside down. All I can say is girl, you're amazing.
Thank you very much for hanging out with us, guys.
Thank you very much.
See you soon, boy.
The Hits Radio.
The Hits Radio.